Today we'll be discussing why it's crucial to choose our words wisely. Welcome to The Pod About God, a monthly podcast by CBN India. I'm your host, Deborah. Joining our conversation today is Ila. She's the director of the Prodigals Home based in Nagaland, and she works among children, women, and migrant workers. And we are so glad she's joining us for this very important conversation with us today. Welcome, Ila. So as we begin talking about choosing words carefully, you know, why is it important that we choose our words wisely, especially in a world where, you know, there's negativity and criticism everywhere?
As a social worker working with the marginalized communities, with women, children, and persons with disability, many times we feel that the way we speak to them, the way we, the words that we use, the terms that we use, referring to them and talking to them, I feel the way we address them is not very positive and not very encouraging. Sometimes stigmatizing, discriminatory, and also putting a negative thought into the mind, making them to feel not confident, and their self-esteem is, they don't feel comfortable in many times the way we talk to them. So as a community, I think it is very important that we are very conscious about the words that we use, the way we talk to people that we meet every day along our way. And I think the way we talk and address to each other makes a big difference, a lot of difference in how we look at each other and how we are able to feel confident, and we build the trust amongst us.
You're right. Like you were saying, it's very important to choose the words wisely. But, you know, unfortunately, we live in a world where negativity and criticism are prevalent, you know, and it's very easy to fall into the trap of speaking harsh words. But as Christians and as a church, how can we be more considerate and gentle with our words?
When we're talking about this gentleness and being kind in our words and our communication, I just want to give an example of the community of persons with disability. A lot of times we exclude them in the way we talk to them, or a lot of times we exclude them in the way we look at them. For example, if we're having close conversations with them, if we have close communication with them, and we begin to understand the world, we begin to understand them in a much deeper way, then we are able to relate to them and make them feel comfortable wherever we are, in whatever situation that we are in, whether in the church or whether in the home, in the locality, or wherever we are. If we are sensitive and if we are positive, then we are able to include them in our everyday life and in the everyday conversation that we have with them.
Right, and as you were speaking, you were saying that making people feel more comfortable and sensitive. You know, sometimes parents of differently abled children they're very often pained about their child being excluded from, you know, social events or birthday parties or other activities. Would you have any suggestions for them?
Yes, very true. Many situations, children with disability or children with special needs, they are excluded. Say, even in the Sunday schools, a lot of times I come in contact with Sunday school teachers. We have lots of programs with the Sunday school teachers, and I ask them, do you have children with special needs or children with disability coming to the Sunday school? Then they say, no, we don't have children with special needs in our class. So I ask them, is it because there are no children with disability in your church congregation, or is it that they don't come, or is it that you don't reach out to them? So that itself shows that we are not giving enough efforts. We are not going out of our way to go searching for these children and making them to be a part of the Sunday school. And also, when we ask the persons with disability, are you being a Christian, do you go to church, or how is your participation in the church? And a lot of times they'll say that, oh, I never go to church. Then when we ask them, why is it that you don't go to church? You don't feel like going to church, or what happened? No, nobody invites me, and nobody called me, nobody tells me to come and participate in the church, so I feel that I'm not wanted there. I'm not I feel that I'm not a part of the church, so I've never been to the church. So many of our Christian societies, Christian community, we fail to invite, we fail to go a little extra mile to make them feel welcome into whatever programs that we do, whether in the church or in the community gatherings or whatever social activities that we carry out. Many of them are left out.
So, you know, as you were talking about this, saying that as a church, sometimes we fail to invite and be more inclusive to people with disabilities. So what maybe practical advice would you give to the church and as a community to be more inclusive towards those who maybe feel left out?
See, the thing is, I think a lot of times just out of ignorance and not knowing how to make them feel welcome and not knowing how to make them inclusive and be sensitive, we exclude them. So for me, I feel that we need to keep on sensitizing our churches, our church leaders. We have to give them orientations, we have to give them trainings, how to address this issue and how to make them feel welcome. We're talking about all the barriers that are there in the church, the physical barriers, the barriers in our attitude, in our mindset, in the way we look at them. So if we are able to, our churches, if we are able to have honest conversations amongst ourselves, how to include the persons with disability in our church activities and in our daily conversations, I think it will make a lot. It will make a very big difference in making them more inclusive. So we have to make a conscious effort, and we have to try to learn in what way we can make them feel comfortable. Because a lot of times I've observed that we talk about them, but we really don't interact with them so much. When we interact with them, when we try to understand the way they look at things, the way they think and the way they feel, if we are able to place ourselves in their shoes and we are able to understand from their perspective, I think it makes us more welcoming and it makes us more sensitive. But this lack of conversation, even with the persons with disability, and we are always looking at them as the others, and we are always, something seems to be there between us, a kind of a dividing line where they are different and we are different. That kind of a current is there. So I think we have to break that wall and we have to break that gap that is there. And then it is we who have to make the effort to bring them in, not wait for them to come. Because sometimes people say, oh, they are the ones who are not coming. We never said that we never told them not to come. But since they are not coming, so we thought they may not be comfortable. But I think it should not be the way. We have to make all efforts to make sure that we reach out to them and bring them to the church. This is what I feel as a social worker. Over all these years we've been working with persons with disability, we have observed and we know that 80-90% of the persons with disability, they never go to church. Maybe on special occasions, very rare occasions, they come to the church, they are part of the church. If not, they're not seen much, they're not visible, they're not acknowledged, and their presence is not noted as well. So we have to make a concerted effort from by all of us to include them.
Yeah, so the three takeaways I've got from this is that firstly, in the church, we need to have honest conversations about how to be more inclusive. And the second thing, we need to sensitize the church leadership, starting from the grassroots level, you know, from the Sunday school to the youth. And we need to make more of an effort, because sometimes maybe people with disabilities are not that, they don't feel that welcomed, but we need to be making an effort, conscious effort, to reach out and make them feel welcome, that they belong, because they belong. They are not any different. They belong. So as a church, that's what we can do. And speaking of which, you know, not just in the church, but in the community as a whole, there are a lot of people who use derogatory languages and words, especially in the local language, to describe people with disabilities. You know, could you tell a little about your findings about that and what can be done to improve that?
Regarding the local the dialects that we use with reference to the persons with disability, Some of our interaction and some of the thoughts and sharings that came even from others and from our observation, a lot of times the local dialect and the local words that is being used is like they're being addressed as very helpless, very dependent, inadequate, half person, something wrong with them. It is something to do with a sin that is being committed, consequence of sin. It is something to do with some evil, evil. So almost every word has got very, very negative connotation, and it's very harsh and very unwelcoming and very unfriendly and very insensitive towards the persons with disability. If the local dialects, the terms that is being, the words that is even being used in the Bible, if we can have a real look at the whole thing, and if we can have, and if we can do a little study, even the tribal languages that are there with reference, special reference to the persons with disability, if we can, from all the different tribes, if we can find out, and if we can, if we can study each word, the kind of words that we use, and if we can think of new, more friendly terms, because words and all these terms, it is supposed to be evolving. We're not supposed to be stuck with the old, but we have to change with the change of times. So if our communities, our local communities, we can also try to understand what is happening outside, and also hear in what way we can change with the change of times, and even with the words and terms that we use, I think that will be very helpful. I think we really need to reflect and have a lot of dialogue and conversation to see in what way we can help come up with more friendly and sensitive terms. This is what I feel is the need of the hour. We really need to have a very serious conversation around these words, terms, and our attitude towards persons with disabilities.
This reminds me of a verse in Colossians 4:6. It says, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." You know, being gentle with our words, it's speaking with kindness, compassion, respect. So just while closing, wanted to ask if maybe there are two takeaways for people who are listening today. People are listening, they have some disability and they want to feel more included. And for people who are trying to be more inclusive, but just don't know how to, what are a couple of practical tips that you can give them, especially in their words and in how they speak?
For all of us to begin to be sensitive and to be inclusive and to be accommodating to persons with disabilities, I think we need to educate ourselves. We need to learn how others are doing it. We need to consciously put in effort, and also as much opportunity that we get, we must interact, and we must spend time together with persons with disability, because the more you spend time with them, the more you listen to them, you get to know what hurts them, what makes them happy, what makes them comfortable, and what encourages them and what discourages them. So I think it's not just talking about ourselves as the so-called non-disabled community, but I think the more there's communication and conversation amongst us with persons with disability, then I think it becomes very natural for all of us to open our hearts and our minds and welcome as they are and acknowledge them and appreciate them for what they are and who they are. And that's where we can create a world where we accept each other with compassion and love and support towards each other.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Ela, for joining us today and just reminding us on the importance of using gentle words and being more inclusive as a society, as a church, and as a community. Thank you for giving us all these insights, you know, these small little nuggets of wisdom. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
To sum it up, as Christians, it is crucial that we choose our words wisely and strive to be gentle in all that we say. Our words have the power to bring comfort, joy, and encouragement to those around us, or it can cause pain or harm. So why don't we choose to use our words for good and spread the love, kindness, and compassion in all that we do? You've been listening to The Pod About God, a podcast by CBN India. You can continue the conversation at connect@cbnindia.org or on CBN India Facebook and Instagram.